Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother f***ers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Real Ass Podcast. You guys are here for history. This is the last Real Ass Podcast. Shut up. You're all dead. It's a rebranding, you pieces of shit. It's going to be a... Well, let me ask you a question. Why don't you want Zach to make money? What is your problem? What is your fucking problem? Zach agrees. Shannon agrees. Shannon's very nervous because we don't have an intro, we don't have a name, we don't have anything. But I decided on a whim that this is going to be the last ever Real Ass Podcast. And we're going to go out with a bet. We've done the Real Ass Talent Show every year at Skankfest for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And we have a bunch of people. Oh, Shannon, I forgot the list. Go get the list. Hell yeah. Get my Shannon. Get it, Shannon. Shannon is 52 years old. Just so you guys know. There we go. So listen to me. We're going to have an amazing, we have a bunch of people that have signed up. And we're going to talk to them. They're going to have some great talents. The winner of this talent show will get a pair of golden tickets for the rest of the festival. So thank you. Thank you. Skip the line. Cut the line. Buy the Joe Golden ticket. You're basically a fucking king at the festival. It's the best pass you can get. Look at this guy right here. He's got no legs. But would you rather have golden tickets or legs, sir? Golden fucking tickets. I had a guy. I wanted to
show his golden legs.
That's the winner of worst life.
I wonder, yes, sir, it's the winner of worst life. I wonder if there was a guy last night who was hammered, like a Mexican dude maybe, and he offered me his Rolex GMT Pepsi for golden tickets. And I'm talking, Shannon, I got him the tickets. I was like, oh, dude, are you sure you want to do this? He's like, yeah, dude, I want to do it. I want golden tickets. I was like, all right, dude, if you really want to do it. And then I gave him the tickets, and I had the watch, and then I felt really bad. This is what a fucking good guy I am. I went back to him. I was like, you don't want to do this, dude. I'm telling you, you're going to regret this tomorrow. He's like, dude, you're right. I might regret it. And I gave back this fucking watch. But if he's here right now and he wants to make that trade sober, I will fucking take that Rolex and I'll help you. It's a $22,000 Rolex. Are you in mind? This guy's a retard. Are you in it? If you offered me $1,500 in cash, I'd just give you a golden ticket. Shannon would do it for $300 just to help him with her rent. Right now, you bring her fucking bank account from negative to positive. Look, I'm very excited about today's show. I'm gonna sit down now. I'm fucking beat up, dude. My pinky is broken from jiu-jitsu yesterday. I got slapped by a ghost, apparently. I have no idea how that happened. But I'm gonna fucking make it. I'm gonna say right now, the other thing, you guys gotta know, a little secret fucking right now.
Yeah.
This is without a doubt gonna be the last year we do it in Vegas for a while, right? For a while. Don't blow it, it's fine, but this is the thing, it's Sunday. I know it's early, everyone's fucking low energy. Let's fucking go out with a bang. I'm thinking a gun in my ass in about 2 hours. As soon as that gun gets shoved into my asshole, I'm gonna fucking jump to fucking life, dude. That's gonna get wild. We're gonna get fucking as wild as we've ever been. The gun's gonna be in my ass, yes. Yes, it works. I expected the soundboard to work. By the way, this is the first year in 8 years of doing Skankfest that we've actually had the soundboard of the podcast. Was that Shannon or was that Jorge? Who was that that is responsible?
Jorge or Jorge B.
Turn Shannon's microphone on, sir.
Nothing. I reminded Jorge brought it.
Jorge brought it. This microphone has to be on, sir. Sir, do you want to lose your fucking job? You have one fucking job, you idiot. You have 5 microphones on the stage. Make sure they all work. Hello, hello, hello. Look, he's melting down right now. He has no idea what he's doing. Oh, he's pulling a wire out. Why is it not already wired, sir? Somebody put a soundboard in that one, but there's also a microphone here, sir. Check, 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 check. All right, well,
I'll share a mic with Shannon until we get it fixed.
No, I need to share a mic. We need microphones for the guests. That's the problem.
They're not here yet.
No, they are here yet, you idiot. Is that your talent, being a jerk off? You're like, dude, I'm the biggest jerk off on earth. Watch this, dude.
Clip that.
God damn it, Jorge. Jorge, maybe you stop doing acid all day and fucking start paying attention to your job. Wouldn't you take acid on production if fucking... And I blame this fucking sound guy. It was Jorge the whole time. It's Shannon's fault. See, by the way.
Blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon. Look, I'm going to bring up our first guest right now because you know him and love him. And he's, in my opinion, the fill-in official co-host for this show. You guys are probably not going to be that excited, but I am. Ladies and gentlemen, clap up slash clap for the one and only Mike Figgs. Jesus Christ. I love you, Timmy.
You have eyeliner on.
Yeah, I knew you were coming. I wanted to prep.
Fuck yeah.
You're about to watch a gun get put in my ass on Legion of Skanks in a couple hours.
We did that last year.
Yeah, well, 2 years. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I lost the bet again. We did a rap battle and Jay beat me, so now he's... Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your mind? What is happening with this production? They're plugging it, like their old school telephone operators are going... There's no rhyme or fucking reason to what they're doing right now.
Who are they?
I don't know.
I think they just wandered in. They'll figure it out.
All right, we gotta
microphones are not hugely important to this.
Yeah. We need literally two more microphones up here, guys. Oh, fuck, man. It's all right. We have another huge guest I'm so excited to do the show with. But fucking... Fucking Jorge. Like, they're bringing another producer to fix it. How is that going to possibly fix the problem?
Call the cops!
So they have more, just add more hands.
Call
guys, just add more fingers, just tap more buttons, everybody get in there.
Is Paratop trying
to... I like, there's a photographer taking pictures of them fucking up the soundboard. We're
that should be the cover of the Skankfest album. These two idiots. Can't figure out.
Dude, they're sucking on both ends of the wire like Lady and the Tramp. I've never seen anything so psychotic in my entire life. And I know it's not making it easier. This guy's just texting now. He doesn't even give a shit anymore. Now he's gonna pull out his phone. He's gonna texting his fucking girlfriend at home. He's like, I don't need this shit.
By the way, every other room is working perfectly.
That's crazy.
Every other room.
Only fucking show that it
is. This is your whole festival.
That's your whole thing. You know what?
Every other room is doing great.
I don't even know which fucking soundboard thing I want to bring. Oh, this one. That's right. You guys are fucking up the podcast. In a massive, disrespectful way. Tim Dillon is here. Mike Figgs is here silently. They love that, by the way. They really love Mike Figgs. Not gonna lie. Jason fucking Mewes is sitting in the shadows right now. Waiting to get on stage and judge this talent show. His last show of the festival. I'm being fucking embarrassed by a Mexican. Instead of Tim, would you ever put up with this at the Tim Dillon show?
No.
What do you think I should do, Tim?
Get a better Mexican.
I mean, there's nothing you can do right now. You gotta give them something positive.
Give them something positive.
Yeah, because you'd be very hard.
I mean, now the screen. Now, I mean, that has nothing to do with the sound. This is how I know that they're nowhere near right, is because it has nothing to do with the sound of the screen.
This guy looks competent.
There you go. You got it.
James Holmes is fixing everybody. I shot up a movie theater 3 years ago. Now he's working here. Somehow it's here. We got down.
And we can't get another microphone?
No, this is the fifth.
That's the fifth. Okay, the talent show.
Yeah.
Okay, so during the talent, we'll give it to him. That's fine. So put that one on the table. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Let's fucking go, everybody!
His last
debut. Yeah.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, the great Jason Mewes is here. Clap it up, Jason Mewes. There we go. Jason, we're very happy to have you on the show. Me all day. What a nice guy you are. You play such a dirtbag in the movies, and you're the nicest person I've met in my entire life.
Well, thank you.
Hell yeah. Do you have a great smile? Look at this fucking guy.
Stop that. You're embarrassing me.
Hell yeah.
And a fucking peace home, too.
He's got a big mouth.
Jesus Christ.
How do you know?
In Zack and Mary, he fucking hangs dong. He's got a fucking monster on.
Can we pull that up on the screen real quick? This massive cock. Is that possible to pull up on the screen?
We barely have microphones.
See, I didn't even need a mic. You guys were just talking. You think Safari's gonna work? You fucking dig it? Just killed himself when you asked to do that.
Well, welcome to the Real Ass Talent Show, everyone. I'm very excited. Once again, you get to win a pair of golden tickets. I'm excited. So let's just start getting into some of these people right now. I'm going to just call your name randomly. You know, you get 1 minute uninterrupted. When you hear the sound of the kitten, that means you have 1 minute to wrap it up.
And this is such an original concept.
Are you ready for the greatest show of your life?
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for the fucking best night of your life?
That's your Tony impression?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
You guys want to be the most fucking entertaining show ever.
Just like we learned at the store.
Michael Lair, rest in peace. I want to see his cock from Mary Met Sal. What the fuck?
Don't tell me Fix is not funny, you cocksuckers. Fix the fucking thing, dude. Fix the thing. Get a hammer, get a giant bottle of tequila, just fucking smash it, dude. I'm very excited. Let's get this going. Our first performer of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Justine. Justine. I think that's priority seating.
No, Lewis, no, I asked for just teens.
Justine, come on up here. Fix me a favor. Give her your mic for a second. Look at Justine. There we go. Justine looking like a fucking, like a white trash tent. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude, in a trailer park, you're fucking smoking. Skankfest, you're fucking standing out. It's one of the hot ones. But you go down to that Walgreens, you're falling apart, miss. You gotta go 10 feet to Walgreens, and this girl's fucking just blended in. So, Justine, where are you from?
Phoenix,
Arizona, guys. There we go. Very nice. Anybody else, Phoenix? Are you a little bit nervous right now?
Pretty nervous, yeah.
You're pretty nervous? All right, it's okay. You're here with Mike Fix. If Fix can do it, if Fix can do it, Fix, that's right. I like that. Apply them with alcohol as they come up here.
She looks like a straight Natalie. I feel like.
All right, so what is your talent that you're doing here today?
I am going to rap.
You're a rapper. You're a white rapper.
I am.
I love. Are you Eminem's ex-wife that he was talking about? That horrible woman.
I think
she's dead.
Good. So all right. So let's see. Do we have a beat for her?
So it's supposed to be Look at Me Now.
Supposed to be Look
song,
at Me Now?
Yeah.
The song Look at Me Now?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Can you make that work? Sorry, this guy's going to... Sorry, if you can make Look at Me work in the next 35 seconds, I will give you $100 in cold, hard cash. Well, he took out my soundboard when I was about to make a fucking sound effect. I was a basket of...
I'll do it for you. Rape.
That one. It's two rapes.
My bad. Sorry.
It's two rapes. Don't fucking overdo it, asshole. Yeah, the soundboard's gone now. It's okay. 35 seconds is up, sir. You lost $700.
Can you do an acapella without?
Just do it acapella. Can I drop a beat for you?
It's gonna be better than without
your
a beat.
Phone.
So, let me just...
I'll play it. What's it called again?
Play
it on
your phone, yeah.
Look at Me Now.
Beautiful. You guys, hold on to your phone. This is the fucking best podcast we've ever done. I'm so glad we're killing this podcast. 3 days a week, I have to come in at 11 a.m. I have to drive through New York City fucking...
Chris Brown?
10 seconds, he says. Hell yeah, dude.
10, 9, 8.
You guys are going fast.
10, 5.
If that's how fast the countdown went on New Year's, then we'd all be like, that's a lot. That's a bit much for us. Okay?
He said 10 seconds.
Yellow. Yellow box sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yo, yo, that shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my Cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacks it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors, Hari Kari. Look at me now.
This is very
look at me now.
I'm getting paper.
Hold on,
look at me now.
Is this a fast part?
Look at me now.
Oh, this is horseshit.
I really need to say on my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you need to say hi to it. I'm done.
Oh.
Hey, yo, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing.
Wait, what? This is it. All right, this is the best part. All right, go.
Let's go. Because I'm feeling like I'm running, and I'm feeling like I got to get away. But I know that I don't, and I won't ever stop, because you know I got to win every day. Seeming like they really want to pop me, just know that you will never flop me. And I know that I can be a little cocky. You ain't ever gonna stop me. Every time I come up, gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow it, and I gotta shut it, and it'll think that if you do it, because it doesn't matter, because I'm gonna do, then I'm gonna murder everything.
Oh, yeah.
I do a lot of things, make a trigger to a couple that I always win, and I gotta get it, and then again, and then again.
Clap it up for Justine one more time. Hey, come here. You can hang up for a second, Justine. That was great.
Thank you.
That was great. Did you date a black guy to learn to rap that
way? I don't know. I just talk very fast.
You just talk very fast.
Yeah.
It's Adderall addiction. I like it.
I wish it was.
Now your ass.
How much of high school did you spend walking the track in Cookie Monster pajama pants?
Not at all.
I was going to say your ass doesn't exist. Her ass is flat.
I was gonna say, I was like, I have an ass. I worked hard for it.
Owen Benjamin would call your ass round, but nobody else. Well, I guess we're gonna have to give Justine scores a 1 out of 5, guys. What do we think here? Mikey Figgs, what are you giving her?
Solid performance. You look like a young Bert Kreischer's wife. I'm gonna give you. I think you got a solid. I actually got good rugby thighs. I'd like to see your feet. I'd bump you up half a point if you got nice feet. But I'm gonna give it 3.5.
Thank you.
I thought you did a good job. I wish you were in a wheelchair. Some type of degenerative neurological condition where I knew you'd be dead in 8 to 10 months. But that being said, I'm gonna, because you killed it at the end, I'm giving you a 3.
Thanks.
Wow, really, very nice. Jason Mewes, what do you think?
So hard. I feel like everyone's so mean.
We're mean, yes. Jason, can I say?
It's so hard for me to be mean.
Jason was on, it was great last night on the Roast Masters, but once again, every time, very nice, very complimentary. On this show, Jason, I need you to reach deep down inside. You're from Jersey. You're from Rennebank, New Jersey. That's a dark, disgusting place. Those are not good people. The people that you were raised with and the people that are around you, probably still currently, are not good people. I need you to channel that energy, all your family, your shitty fucking family gatherings, wherever. Everyone was cursing at each other. Everyone hated each other. This is your fucking Aunt Debbie. Tell her what you really think. If we're making fun of her outfit, her legs, her face, her fingernails are dirty probably. And then you can give her a compliment.
I'll try.
Jason's not used to being mean.
I'm not.
He spent the
really...
last 20 years of the guy who takes selfies crying at the end of comic book movies.
I'll try next time. I feel like I'm now under pressure, but I was thinking block cheese, government peanut butter, but see, I can't even go there. But
no,
I'm
okay.
Gonna give her a 3.
That's
I'm gonna give her a 3, and then I'm gonna work on.
You're saying she's a 3 out of 10. That's good. Yeah, she isn't that pretty. You're right. She's not that pretty. You're right. Thank you, Jason. Is that gonna go anything?
I think you did a great job, and I think you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. That was very impressive. I was bored as fuck at first.
But then when it dropped and popped and locked and all that shit, I was way in. I'll tell you right now, I personally am a battle rapper myself, and I was robbed on the Legion of Six by those fuckers. You're all a piece of shit, just so you know, I was robbed. I understand that Jay's a little bitch, sore loser, and he'll fucking cry for a month, if you guys, and it won't be fun for you guys to watch him be a little bitch, but I won, and haven't you guys just be just and fair for once? You know what, fuck you, you get a two, you fucking bitch. How dare you? Thank you very much. One more time for Justine, guys. Shannon, will you tally up her scores? Will you keep track?
It's very easy to add the four numbers.
No, I don't. But I don't want to say it for the crowd every time. I want them to not know who wins.
Oh,
until
the end. Yeah. You can only do it out loud. You can only count out loud.
I need all my fingers, guys. I have to hold the microphone. There we go. Jason's in now. Now he's making fun of me. You know, Jason, just make fun of me. It's easy, dude. There we go. Fuck yeah. Sorry, that was Zach farting. Just broke the chair.
There's a hole in the chair.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just watching Lou and Jason bond over owing their entire career to a fat guy at George.
Shannon, you're track of the scores? You got them? Good, all right. You'll know who wins. All right.
Am I supposed to include the 0.5 or... Okay, never mind.
Shannon.
Just do whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next person coming to the stage, clap it up for Chris P. Chris P, guys. 1 minute.
I hope he's preparing to get prices right. Coming from the stage.
Fix.
Sorry.
You stepped on a great joke. It's not your fault. You didn't know, but it was really good.
Fuck.
And I don't know if the audience heard it, but it was my favorite joke at the festival so far. I
said, it's gonna throw up on me.
Once again, there's Fix. I said, give it up for Chris P. And then Zach said,
I hope he's a burnt victim.
That's the best joke of the festival.
I love you guys.
The best show at the festival.
Zach saved me at the ICP show the other night.
At the ICP show? Yes. What happened?
The security was fucking being dicks.
Do you have a Jew haircut? What is this?
Yeah. It's a Jew, not the Jew.
So is gas.
It's a what?
The Jew, not the Jew.
He showed up for the gas theater for a different reason. Chris P, how did Zach save you?
Well, he saved me from the security guards that were trying to kick me out, and he was like, "We're
pieces of shit."
No, it's the same one that you almost fought. I almost fought him after you.
Did you guys see me almost punch that security guard in his fucking skull?
Fuck that dude.
Yeah, dude. He fucking grabbed Krakenmiko's dick and he twisted it, and I was like, "That's my dick to twist." All right, so Crispy, what are you doing here with your talent?
I can take my eye out.
You take your eye out.
And I can also rap. But
no, fuck this.
I'm gonna rap. You're gonna lie.
No, do what you signed up for, dickhead. Not the fuck.
I can take my eye out and rap.
No, I don't want to hear any more rap. There's like five rappers, guys. We're not getting to any more of you,
exactly.
Just so you know.
There's one guy who's
one rap. One person said they're a rapper / poet. I might ask you to perform some poetry.
Yeah, there's that fucker.
I got this. He's like, I can also co-host a podcast. That's not your talent, Crispy. Relax. Crispy, you have a very positive energy. I like you.
I love you too.
I didn't say I love you. Crispy's asking for a shot. Crispy's comfortable as fuck. I like him. Crispy's the man, dude. I always get him a little drunk, get him a little saucy.
He's sharing his mic, his alcohol.
That's fucking great.
Great.
I wish you would share it.
Yeah!
That's what happens when a Jewish guy does too much kratom. He gets all fucked up like this. The kratom Jew.
All right, Crispy, let's
kratom, kratom, kratom.
Crispy, let's see. You gonna take your eye out for everybody? Can we maybe get some more music? Or do you need? It's gonna be a whole thing every time.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't worry about it. So I'm gonna do it on my phone from now on. We got this. I'm gonna preset up the music from now on before I'm gonna know if we need it. Zach, you're my mind very often.
What's your eye? You just take it out.
Yeah, the prosthetic.
Oh, you have a prosthetic.
Yeah. That's Bugs Ash, these
shrimps.
Wait. Rick Flair.
Duh. I can't just take my fucking eye out.
It's Gang Fest. Yes, you can.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, I don't want you to pull out some. I want to see a fucking fatality. I want veins. I want to see a.
You want to see a scene in Hostel.
Sir.
Bleeding.
Yeah, perform it. Crispy, wait. I was a performer a little bit. Also, I didn't realize your eye is a little crossed, so that's not a real eye, I'm assuming, obviously. It's a prosthetic eye. Oh,
No, he took his real eye out.
How cool would that be? If he took his real eye out, this would be a badass. He would win automatically, guaranteed.
What the?
Let's see. Touch the inside of his brain just now was the coolest thing fucking ever. I'm gonna get stay up here, Crispy. Give him the microphone for that, Crispy. That was better than I thought it was gonna be. Cool. That guy caught your eye, which was pretty badass. Great catch, sir. Because I was hoping that it rolled down the aisle, dude. You ever drop something but in a movie theater, you'll never find it again. It's fucking insane.
Thank you.
That fucking, it's all sticky now from popcorn. Where it goes.
The red dot lets you know where the top is.
Tonight, now you might put upside down.
You should have washed that, Crispy. Crispy, you should have washed that. You should have washed it. Crispy, by the way, that is the finale of that trick. Crispy's crushing it right now.
Also, the finale is we did it on Stanhope's podcast. My wife.
Have you already did this on Stanhope's podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
you. My wife put it back into my head with her tongue. So if you want to see that,
watch Stanhope's podcast. Go fuck yourself, dude. If you want to see that, watch another podcast. Let's get to the Modi. Mikey Figgs, what do we think?
I don't know. He was creeping me out the moment he got up here. He's a skeevy. Don't touch me, please. Ezekiel, get the fuck away from me.
Kind of cool. I wanted a real eye though. So the fact that this is what you do every time, every morning, you got to take it out.
This is your podcast routine.
Yeah. I'm sorry, buddy. I want to bang the other chick, so you're getting a warning. I gave you a shot at least. Let's play it.
Tim Dillon, sorry.
It was impressive. I am anti-Semitic. So. I get it. I'm gonna give you a, just to make it hard for Shannon, oh, get ready, a 1.75.
Jason Beers, what do you think?
For me it seemed like just something normal, like a contact. He reminds me of a Jewish Schmeagle. Yeah. But why Schmeagle from Lord of the Rings?
Instead of a ring, he's talking about a penny.
Save me my precious. But I gotta say, hey, but seriously, I wasn't impressed that you could take it out, but I'm impressed that you let him fucking put his finger in your eye. So I give you a fucking 4.
Wow.
You let him stick his fucking finger in your eyeball. That's crazy.
That's pretty wild. By the way, I tend to agree with Jason. Before we get to meet him, Zach, what do you think?
I think you did a great job. You should be really proud of yourself. Thank you for
coming.
Look, I gotta be honest with you. It's not just about talent, okay? It's about being entertaining. His talent created a fun moment. I threw his fucking eyeball into the crowd. This guy threw it back. He missed it because he couldn't see out of that side of his face. It was a beautiful moment. It was magical. This was a movie we just watched. This guy deserves a 4.5 for me, and that's what I'm doing. So, Crispy, you're definitely running. I don't know who's in the lead already. I'm already lost with two people. So, Crispy, have fun.
Before we finalize those scores, if he wins, we have to hang out with him all day.
Oh, because you're the Golden Ticket? No. I get the Golden Ticket just gives you a couple of
lines. Oh, okay, they're not going to do that.
What are you doing back here? What the fuck away? What are you doing? Go over here.
Go, Chris. You're done.
No!
No, don't touch Tim.
He stole your fucking Uber runtime.
Beat it.
Thank you.
I'm taking away one of my points. I'm taking away.
Yeah, take a point.
So I'm giving him 3.5.
How much money he makes on Patreon, you cocksucker? Don't fucking touch him. Prick. He's like, oh, he shared a lift. Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
That's why we have a pirate at Skankfest. Skankfest pirates say hard R's.
He was the guy yesterday that had a swastika on his forehead. He was just...
I saw him.
No, let me tell you what happened. So he had a swastika on his forehead, and, you know, fucking Rebecca and Christina running around being like, what are we going to do with this guy with the swastika for? And me, I'm like, all right, I get it. It's pretty funny, first of all. I do understand. I understand why it's comedy. I was like, guys, let me handle it, because I know how to handle it. So I went up to him, I was like, hey, dude, come here for a second. He's like, what's up, dude? He had 1488 written on the side of his head. And I was like, dude, you have to give a compliment first. So I was like, dude, I think this is awesome. Just so you know.
I love this.
Okay?
This is good.
But if somebody takes a picture and posts this on the internet, it looks bad for you, it looks bad for me. Nobody wants that. We all think this is hilarious. So. Everyone thinks you're cool.
We get the bit. We get the I'm a Nazi bit. The swastika and the 1488 permanent tattoo on your face. The bit, we love it. We get it. Your kids love it. The judge loves it. Everyone loves it. It's family court. It's a hoot.
He's a silly goose.
We don't need that faggot who writes blogs every week about us to see your fucking ass.
Just think, idiot. There's no context. We know you're cool. They don't know. It's the rest of the world. Your next person coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for Levi. Levi!
Is this an all-Jewish show? What's going on? It is a fundraiser. Give it up for Menachem. Levi. He's going to take out his tongue.
Where are you, Bobby? Here he comes.
All right, Zach, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast, stay healthy, and get what you want to get this winter when you're trying to get in shape. I'll tell you right now, the winter time is always when I get fat, and Factor Meals is going to help me keep in shape this winter.
Hey, you know, some of us could lose some weight. I'll admit it. And Factor Meals has great stuff, great dinners, great lunches, great breakfast, great snacks, and stuff for the calorie conscious among us.
Yeah, of course. I do a lot of keto very often, but if you want anything from low fat to low carb to vegan, if you're like Shannon, they have all those different options. They have breakfast options, snack options, everything gets delivered right to your door, and you can just heat it up in 2 minutes. These are restaurant quality meals. All you got to do is go to factormeals.com/WRAP50 and use code WRAP50 for 50% off. That's 50% off. That's an incredible deal. Right now, factormeals.com/WRAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we?
There we go. Very cool. Look at this guy. Give it up for Levi, guys. Come on, let's clap. Hey, everybody. What's going on there? How you doing, my friend? Where are you from?
Salt Lake, but I grew up in Idaho.
Where'd you grow up?
Idaho.
Come here. I had a pimp. My favorite joke from middle school. I love a bully joke, dude.
Middle school, or as Lewis calls it, senior year.
Levi, you're from Salt Lake City, Utah. And originally from Idaho, though, very cool. You seem very nice. Are you nervous right now? Because you look
oh,
like,
yeah.
You look like Stone Cold Steve Austin, but you're acting like a fucking little fucking pussy right now.
I was going to say Stone Cold Jew Austin, but you fucked it up. What's your talent?
I do a poi. It's a juggling art.
Fucking
yeah. Poi. It's a juggling art. All right, I'm very cool. Balls.
I can't juggle, but it's the glow sticks.
It's like nunchucks.
Yeah, kind of like nunchucks. They swing around. It's pretty cool.
All right, well, let's see. Here, let me... Oh, I forgot to get the music going. Here. What type of music? Like, douchebag techno music?
Is it safe to sit here?
Just...
Put on Sandstorm.
Sandstorm.
There we go. This is just a sprinkle of autism. Go ahead, buddy. Have fun. Have fun, pal.
Wait for the music. Wait for the music.
Wait for the music. It's a Glock in his left pocket, but let's have fun. Go ahead. Darude? Sandstorm? Make the lights brighter. Go ahead, make them brighter.
Yeah, turn the lights down a little bit. Turn the lights down a little bit.
Uh-oh. There you go. Oh, God. He really wants John Cena to come out, but he's not coming out, buddy. I'm sorry.
Have you started yet, sir?
Yeah. What is this?
You look like Stone Cold Steve Austin, but you're trembling like his ex-wife.
Okay. You're chanting gay. I think that everyone, I think everyone hates this. I think everyone is the opposite of entertained right now. People are bummed.
This is why Stephen Todd did it.
Ended up, if you ended up with your ass, that would be great. It was a
catch. Yeah, if you could catch it and suck it into your asshole, that would be, yeah, it's over.
What is that good for other than making planes crash?
All right, stop spinning on it. It's distracting right now. Please stop. Stop it, for the love of God.
I love that Lewis is like a cat with a laser pointer and a kid.
It's a lot, dude. Brandon, when did you learn? Did you learn that in like the 90s when you were like a young kid, like a raver kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give the microphone again, Faze, for a second. You learned it when you were a kid and then you just fucking... When, you know, it's like riding a bicycle. You can never stop, right?
Yeah.
It's great, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, has anyone ever said to you, like, dude, that's really cool?
One time.
Where else do you do that?
I just at raves.
Just at raves. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You still go to raves?
Every now and then I go to raves, yeah.
Do other people do that at raves, like, much better?
Yes.
And is it weird when you're doing it and it's really bad?
You can get home with the pussy after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the judging here because this is fun. Figs, here, give me the mic for a minute. Figs.
Oh, man, dude. You need some dino nuggets with some extra ketchup, brother. You're a good kid. You're a good kid, but you stink. I like you. 1.5. 1.5.
1.5 for Mike Figs. This was bad.
Braves, a.k.a. playing Rocket League in his room by himself.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jason Lee's. What do you think?
I think for him having the balls to come up here and try something, but yeah, it didn't seem very entertaining from standing on stage to what he was doing to even.
I wasn't entertained. You weren't entertained. The crowd wasn't entertained.
So sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Are you with friends?
Not a lot of chatter. Hugging though, but I'll give it 1.5. Wait, 1.5? I'll give it 1.5.
1.5. There we go, guys. 2 1.5s. Are you here with somebody, Levi?
Yeah.
Who are you here with? Do you think she's turned on by this?
Can we see her?
Guys, what do you say we bring her up and give it a shot?
This poor girl, dude. She has. Did you do that in the bedroom, like naked, before you fuck her? Ooh, yeah.
Yes. That's what I was saying. If you could have like spun it around and like wrapped the string around your dick and then put the other one like and then sucked it in your ass.
He can barely do it with his hand.
Maybe could do it better.
Yeah. And the finale, you rubbed it on the back of your neck? What was the last thing you did? It was like a gold dust. You fucking rolled it down.
No, we don't got to see it again. It's fine. Tim, what do you think?
Do it again. Okay. I mean, I'm going to give you the three because I think this is what keeps you from joining a militia. He was the one guy at the Capitol just doing that. I was like, no, we're supposed to go in. He's like, no, we're not. So I'm going to give you three. It was the worst thing I've seen in a very long time.
I would have preferred if you opened those up and drank them. I think you did a great job. You should be really proud of yourself. 3.5.
Thank you, everyone. 3.5. Yeah, Levi, you're bothering me. Part of me wants to have you removed from the festival altogether. You're bumming people out, Levi. That was awful. Here's what's most fucked up. We didn't like get him these. He brought these with him from home. You packed those in your suitcase. You're like, dude, there's gonna be an opportunity for me to do this.
He practiced in a hotel room. He practiced for hours in a hotel room.
Is it this fucking hot, baby? You know, baby, is this fucking shit hot? I'm gonna blow that
his
fucking mind.
His chick is smoking crack. Just like, stop doing that. She's like, I'm here to smoke crack. Why are you doing that? He's like, there's a thing on Sunday afternoon, and I'm gonna change our life. You heard of Hong Tua? I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna be Hong Tua with the fucking rave stuff.
Tell the baby to shut up and practicing glow sticks.
I'm giving you a one, dude. That sucks. Give it up for Levi one more time.
Now.
Look at these guys.
Is that Greg Amigo? Oh.
All right, we're gonna keep it going, guys. It's been fun. You guys having a good time so far? You know what? We should just do this. And I should just end my relationship with Tony. He'd be pissed if I just did this as a show. This is the future, guys.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see shitty comedians. Shitty talent. That's the way to go. It's a whole different show, guys.
It would be hilarious if you did this and it got 700 views on YouTube. Like, Tony wasn't even mad. He said, no, it's good. This helps. Tony's like, this is perfect. Usually somebody doesn't do the shittiest version of the thing you're doing publicly. I mean, that's terrible. The people that are walking up here have no idea what's even going on.
This is crazy. Well, we're gonna keep the talent going. Our next performer is Edison.
Oh, shit.
Edison. Named after one of the shittiest towns in New Jersey. Look at this guy.
Oh boy. This guy kind of dresses like me.
What's up, Edison? What's going on, dude?
Let's go.
All right, dude, take the microphone, Edison.
Oh boy, the autism just keeps going up. It's a fucking dizzy. You're seeing the whole spectrum this afternoon. We're gonna reach the top of the pyramid.
Edison, when I see somebody that looks like you, I don't think talented.
You're right.
I mean, it's true.
What are you gonna do for us?
So I have the worst tips a man can have.
Yeah!
You've got a lot of competition at this festival. Number one. So don't make fucking proclamations. There's a lot of people on the stage that got real offended by that. You'd be real careful what you say right now.
I'm the LeBron James of man boobs.
Well, I'm gonna say when I call them up here,
I wish you were the Kobe.
Edison, I thought we were calling a woman up here. When it said worst tits, I was like, oh, we'll get a pair of awful tits on a woman. I thought the name was Edison until I was reading closer. It's Edison. Do people call you Edison? Like Eddie, Ed?
Yeah, my name is Edison Rosario, and my dick is small, so technically I might have a pussy, so I could be a woman.
Edison, if you get completely naked right now, dick and pussy, you're just going to be a good chance.
Those tits are terrible.
Edison, I want you to give Jason Mewes a lap dance.
I want to go to Disney World!
Alright.
Holy shit, Edison.
By the way, this has so far been the best thing we've seen on this show.
Edison, you are a real ass dude. This is fucking, this is another level here. Yeah. Your body and penis are fucking awful. That is crazy. When's the last time you got laid? Do you get laid a lot?
I actually got laid.
Can you talk to the microphone for a second?
You know, it's funny. I haven't got laid till this week. Before this week, I haven't got laid since 2018 when my ex left me to go to Peru. And on
so she's like, I would rather be in a third world country than be in a relationship with you.
I still miss you, baby.
I'm gonna peruse some men with adult penises.
I actually finally, when I got here last Saturday, I finally ate pussy for the first time in my life.
Ate pussy for the first time in your life. And it was a girl here at St. Louis.
It was a Mexican chick right off Fremont, so the cops were chasing this armed black dude. And me and her were like, oh, they're chasing an armed black dude. And we just hit it off. I took her to my room. She warned me. She's like, hey, by the way, just so you know, I've been out all day.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, I didn't want to fuck her. Yeah. I didn't want to fuck her because, like, my foreskin is tight, so it hurts to fuck. So
you got a tight foreskin? Your dick is so small that it's tight?
Yeah. Oh, your dick is so tight.
She's like, just so you know, I've been out all day. I'm like, and I lied, and I said, baby, listen, I love you the way you are. That's just season.
No. So, this story's not true. There's no way.
By the way, this is such a lie. He said a black guy had a gun in the beginning of the story. The whole thing's a lie.
So I licked the side of her leg. Both sides, and it smelled like the inside of a belly button. So I tried to back out, and I told her, hey, you know what? Actually, why don't we go dance with your sisters? She said, no. She literally said, we're in too deep. And then she took
And he's never heard that before. Yeah.
You're like, actually, that's medically impossible.
Zach. What's it called? She took her pants off, and I'm like, fuck it, I've never ate pussy before. I went in. I'm not lying. It tasted like coagulated milk that was left on the counter for 3 days.
Wow. Wow.
Woo! I'm hard.
Yeah.
My first time eating pussy, bro.
First
thanks to Skankfest.
Goddamn right, Edison.
Yeah, yes!
Let's keep the party going. We have only a couple more people here, but Edison, you're killing it right now. I love you. You're very personal. Are you a comic, Edison?
I'm a volunteer.
You're a volunteer.
Four fucking years,
that is about to thank you very much, Edison. But just so you know, the reason you guys have food and drinks in the break room is because of me. If it was up to Rebecca and Christine, you guys would not eat or drink anything at this fucking festival. I swear to God that's true. I swear to God.
I'm your slave, bro. I got you.
For anyone wondering about the lack of organization at the festival, this is the people who volunteer.
Edison, you're the fucking man. This was great. Well, we got to vote for you. We got to do our votes. Can I set the tone here right now? Once again, it's all about entertainment.
you know, Edison, it's about what you do with what little talent you have. But he has none. He had no talent. And I think we had one of the most entertaining segments on the Real Ass Podcast in the history of the show. I'm giving Edison a perfect 5 out of 5.
Giving you a 5.
Yeah!
I was saying, I said before I don't think I said, your tits look just like my fucking wife's, so you're also getting a 5. Like the big areola and shit, it's fucking.
They do look just like your wife's tits. I was saying that. I said that.
But anyway, 5.
Zach Amico.
I think you did a great job. I'm really proud of yourself.
Great
go.
3.5. 4. Wow. Wow. Channeling his inner Brendan Sagalow.
He's about to break.
Yeah, it is fucking
shit. About to go.
What do you think?
Dude, your titty was fucking as sweet as a Toblerone bar. I love you. 5 out of fucking 5.
Edison, here's what I'm going to say. Right now, Edison, you're in first place right now, but you're a volunteer, so you don't really need golden tickets, right?
Nah, bro, honestly.
It's okay. Here's what I'll do. We'll figure it out for you. We'll do something cool for you if you win this, right? But whoever's not a volunteer, we'll give the golden tickets to, because everyone's going to fucking actually go to somebody who can use them. Yeah, the volunteers get to fucking do whatever they want to do. They walk in everywhere. They're fucking crushing it. All right, thank you very much. Clap it up one more time for the great Edison. Okay. Very fun. We're going to get a couple more people up here. Let's go to our next person.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show and supporting everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you're over 21 years old, why not get it at a discount, $60 for a whole kilo from YoKratom.com?
And you guys know YoKratom.com simply has the best strains, the best customer service, and the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
Right now, just go to YoKratom.com. All right, where were we?
Let's go to Lucas A. Lucas A. Give it up for Lucas A. Come on, guys.
You might have to show your dick, Lucas.
There you go.
Number one for having an 8-inch cock.
Wow. I've never seen somebody be so unlikable so quickly. That was crazy, dude.
I wasn't going to lean in. Like, she was trying to behind me in. I wasn't going to fucking take
that. No, dude. Look how much they hate you. You see, that was a lesson right there, dude. They hate you. You got to dig yourself out of a hole now, dude.
Bitch. You guys turned out and fucked the frat boy.
Somebody said, bitch.
It's not wrong. That's my talent. I'm going to sweat like a nervous bitch in this bottle. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to do high kicks.
What's your talent?
High kicks.
Because I'm 0.00. I'm on up, Shannon. I only want to see it if you do it naked, dude. Do it with your pants off. High kick with your pants off.
I love it, dude.
You got an 8-inch now.
Again, yes.
Hold up.
Yeah, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? This guy is maybe.
He's wearing sheath. That's a bonus point right there. There we go. Yeah.
Give us more kicks. That was 2 kicks.
Ah!
Can I get a tall volunteer? Anyone?
Yeah. No, you're not kicking somebody.
We're gonna hold the fucking bottle.
We're gonna hold the bottle.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, he wants to.
Fix, hold the bottle for him. Give it up for Mike Fix. Fix, take your clothes off. Fix it in. Come on, dude. They're nice and high, dude. Nice and high. Over his head. Stop yelling at him. Why are you cursing at Mike Figgs? He likes you. You're nervous.
I fucked up real bad.
You didn't fuck up. You're good, dude. Relax.
This is like Cirque du Soleil on meth.
Wow. I don't know what happened. Like, his body is better, his dick is better than the other guy, but I would still rather fuck the other guy. I don't know what it is. The other guy was so likable, dude. Edison rules. Dude, don't you wish you could be more like Edison? Isn't that fucked up? Only a Skankfest would this guy want to be more like Edison.
I want to give Edison another point.
Mikey Fix.
I don't know, dude. You had a real slimy ass. Please get away. Dude, everyone has interrupted you. Dude, I got full-blown syphilis already. You know what? I thought you were going to have an 8-inch cock, but you got a little ass dick, brother. But I think that's brave, so I'm going to give you a 2.5.
Wow, 2.5 for Mikey Fix. Jason Mewes,
I mean, just for him getting another person getting naked, the balls on some of these guys with their anteaters and such. I'm gonna give him a 3.5.
3.5 for each inch of his
dick. 3.5 inches, yeah.
3.5, Zach.
Did a great job. Just the entire show.
Yeah, dude, you came out the gate. You were so hateable. You know, you're not, I can tell you're a nice guy. You're a skanks, but we're all fucking great people here. You know what I say this year? Way less assholes this year than last year. Last year, there was a bunch of fucking dickheads, right? And then I thought there was going to be even more dickheads this year because the festival was getting bigger. But I think those dickheads just stayed home because they didn't have a good time. That's why they're being dickheads. So I think everyone else has figured out how to cut the lines. Everyone else has kind of figured out the whole stealing beer thing, right? Like, I think these are all the people that are fucking figuring out how to navigate the festival. But yeah, dude, it did suck. I'm assuming you've done martial arts before. Yeah, you do martial arts. Do you think you can beat me in a fight? If you beat me up right now, I'll let you in the
He's getting hard again.
You can try, dude.
Get him while you're
What'd you say?
The pussy shit from when I was a kid.
From you were a kid? You fight for real?
I learned how to fight for real since then.
What do you do? What do you do now?
Jiu-jitsu.
What belt are you in jiu-jitsu? He's a white belt, so I will choke you unconscious, you little pussy. In fact, I will tell you right now, if you come today to Skank Fights at 6 o'clock and beat me in jiu-jitsu, I will give you a golden ticket.
Okay.
But you have to beat me in jiu-jitsu,
okay.
And you have to find a gi.
Where is the gi?
We're gonna find a gi. It's Las Vegas, Nevada. It's one of the biggest fight cities in the world. Are you out of your mind, dude?
I'm poor. I've never been here before.
Well, where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Cool.
I just realized that my pinky's broken. I'm not doing this. Good night. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Not gonna hold it up for this guy.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll fight.
Job,
it's just not gonna happen. I started just writing a check my ass can't cash. Just now.
His cock looked like that Muppet that used to host the Tonight Show. What was it? Elf? No, it was
Conan?
Elf? Elf! His cock looked like Elf. But you guys didn't see it. Sorry, it wasn't worth it. Was it Bleaker? Beaker. Isn't it Beaker? No, not Beaker. It was Elf. It was Elf. Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna do one more. One more, guys. You guys want one more talent?
Let's
go, folks.
Shannon gotta come up here for a second.
Shannon's the talent. Get up here.
Shannon, come
up here.
Shannon, oh, look at
Shannon's talent.
Oh, my Lord. Way to play.
Yeah,
Shannon's the
Thanks. Look at that. I love that.
Shannon, why don't you just take your clothes off before you start talking?
Shannon, add up all the numbers naked.
Lewis, I don't think you gave a score. I'm one number short.
Zero.
I'm negative one.
Thank you.
You can give negatives.
You give negatives, doesn't matter. You can give you want.
Are you guys ready for your first talent?
Your final competitor on the talent show, ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for the lovely Brenda. Is Brenda or Brendan?
I hope it's the Brendan we all think it is. It's a dude. Oh, fuck.
I wanted it to be a girl.
Listen, that fanny pack better have 6 inches behind it, Charlie.
So, Brendan, thank you for being here. My friend, where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
You're from Virginia.
Okay,
Virginia.
I live in Washington.
Okay, that's fine. So, what is your first time at Skankfest?
Yep.
Are you having a good time so far?
Having a great time.
Very cool. You seem like a very nice guy.
Thanks.
It's horrifying. Is it horrifying for people to talk on microphones? I'm like, dude, somebody needs to bitch you. Just talk to them. This is like one of the biggest fears for people in the world, right? Is talking about public sex.
Brenda here.
Yeah. Have a shot. Have a little tequila. Come on, dude. You don't drink?
Not straight.
You're not straight. You're gay. What does that have to do with everything? He said, I'm not straight.
Drink it.
Oh, no, I see. Not straight.
What is your talent besides making lists of people you want to kill?
You're gonna juggle.
A lot of juggling.
Yeah, if you juggle naked, I will say this. The other guy's thing, he's not doing
anything
it.
Anything is better than the raver.
Alright, so Brendan, please, what are you gonna juggle for us?
Loaded guns.
We have oranges.
Underneath
the table. Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
We stole some food from the homeless.
We have one. Shannon, there's one orange.
Those are clementines.
That's by your foot, Lewis.
That's a clementine. That's not a fucking cucumber. The fucking cucumber is tart,
Shannon. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm told a whole plate of clementines.
Yeah.
Okay. Shannon really is retarded.
Yeah, she's retarded. That's not a fucking
orange. I put grapes under the table.
She's like, I don't know what's going on. She's like, I think I'm turning into a giant.
He's juggling pineapples.
I think I've got some sort of
pineapple.
Some sort of gigantism disease. I'm growing at an alarming rate. These oranges are so tiny.
She bought them from like a homeless guy on the strip.
All right, dude. Listen to me. If you drop this, you're gonna fucking lose. But I'll tell you right now, have been pretty talentless people so far.
Here's the good news. If you do anything, you might win. There are so few competitions where literally, if you do anything right now, you might win the whole thing. Just do that, but I still feel like you won't. But all right, let's.
All right, hold on. Let me get some music on for you. There we go.
Hauling those oranges is like saying Edison has a cock. Oh. All right, here we go. With an orange. Let's see. I want to see. I think you can do it.
No, that can't.
Holy fucking shit! I got the vodka.
This is a nightmare. This is hell. This is hell on earth. If you hit Jason Mewes with a bottle, it's gonna break his nice veneers.
On your head and balance it.
He's
and I'll give you five
he's
fucking
maybe
points.
The worst we've had.
All right, ready? Going up now. Catch one on your head.
Not in my.
No.
All right, guys.
No.
Brendan, wait a second, Brendan. We got to go. Brendan.
Gotta get score. Brendan, don't leave.
Brendan, we have to screw with you your scores, dude.
Do we? Do we? Give him a grape and tell him to shut the fuck up. Here you go, pal.
Oh my god, this was fun. Let's start with Zach down at this end. This was a fun one.
You did a great job. You're really proud of yourself. You seem like the shyest guy at a Klan meeting. You know what? It wasn't as bad. He made an effort. I'm giving him a three.
Three, beautiful. Let's go to Jason Mewes.
Yeah, I feel like when you got going, I can tell you're fucking super nervous, I get it, but you did the oranges and you did the water, you did knock something, maybe you didn't knock it over, someone did, but you hit me with an orange. So I was going to give you 4 points, but now I'm giving you 2.5.
Wow. You hit him right in the face with a fucking
orange. It hit me like in the lip. My lip was like, no!
Let's go to Figgies.
You ruined my alcohol, which is the only thing keeping me from not fucking jumping out of the Golden Nugget. The only thing keeping me here. Oh, thank you, pal. Good for you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. What a sweetheart. You stink. 1.2. 1.2. You fucked up my skank fest. You ruined my skank fest.
Tim Dillon.
Somehow you lost this competition. I want you to think about that tonight. When you're laying in bed or whatever bed-like thing you're in, I want you, when you're laying there, I want you to think about what happened today. And I want you to remember everybody on the stage. And you go, I was in the bottom of... You were in the bottom of the heap.
Bottom of the heap is Tim's preferred sexual position.
That's correct. That's correct. Here's what I will say, because we gave you these and not oranges, I'm going to give you 2 points.
Ooh, wow. 2 points for Tim.
Only because this competition doesn't matter, and I don't think anyone can really do the math to figure out who.
I think Shannon's got this.
Shannon got it.
Brendan, look, you were, I believe, on paper, the most talented person up here.
Yes.
But somehow I'm going to give you the lowest score that
I've
ever
had. Right, yeah.
Isn't that a crazy thing?
You know what it was? Not only was it bad, but then chaos.
Yeah.
The booze,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was something else. It felt like the devil entered the room.
It was a bad energy.
You're right, it was an omen.
It was a weird thing that happened up here. It's not good. Everywhere he goes, something not good. You know what I mean?
Have you noticed, like, just nonstop, constant bad luck, like a gray cloud following you all over the place? No.
He was at the Jason Aldean concert. He's like, this feels like a fun night. And then laughed. Play this out. You got it. It's a Tommy gun. Get the one that looks like a Tommy gun.
Do the Tommy gun for me.
There we go. I'm giving you a 0.5 because it just bugged me and it didn't make me happy. Gentlemen, clap it up one more time for Brendan, who we all thought was Brenda. The only reason we got up here is because I thought I was going to see a woman juggle. Listen, that was a ton of fun. Shannon, you want to come up here for a second?
Shannon, come on up here with your beautiful mind math equation.
Shannon's sound is basic addition.
Here we go.
Shannon, let's see. Go with third place, second place, and first place.
Okay, so third place is... Are we including Edison in this?
We'll actually name the winner, but Edison will not win the golden tickets if he is the winner. Second place will win them.
Okay, in third place is Chris P. with 13.5 points. He's the guy with the eye.
Okay. Chris P. and his eye. Chris P., we're so fun. Yeah. You're weird. I wouldn't want you like in my real life, but at Skankfest, I want you to be my friend.
That's right. You have 8 more hours of friendship. And then it's over. And the cops come.
In second place is Justine, the speed rapping, with 16.5 points.
There you go, Justine. And in first place...
And the winner, with 26 points, it is Edison.
Edison, 26 points. Congratulations
to... Not to be confused with Baby James, who's now Ed's son.
Oh. It would have been better to say Eddie's son. Eddie's son. And listen, your winner of the golden tickets, Justine, get them from Shannon. You get two golden tickets. You get the rest of the festival. Skip the lines, Justine. Look, they hate you now. They just fucking cut. They just cut in front of you now for doing that shitty rapping. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys so much for coming out to the Real Ass Podcast. Clap it up for our panel tonight. Jason Mewes, the brilliant Tim Dillon joining us. And thank you for watching the last ever recorded Real Ass Podcast. We'll see you guys at the Lewis and Zach Show.
That's all, folks.